This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently...
Gotta rock the boat.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
How you doing today, America? It is Friday, so that's good news for everybody from coast to coast. Right? That's good. Got lots to talk about again here on Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got a special announcement coming up here, hopefully within the week. I'll let you know as things transpire. Wanted to put a little salt on your tongue. How does that feel?
It feels like there's a surprise coming. I want one.
Everybody likes a surprise, right? Well, this is good news. It really has been. It's been in the works for about 3 years now. It's rolling out. So, again, once we get that rolling, folks, we're going to share that with you. And, well, again, I'm not going to tell you too much. So, folks, that will be coming up in the next couple days here. I'll let you know what's going on here. If you'd like to check us out on our Facebook, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio, friends. That's another story. Folks, again, Facebook is messing. There's no question about it. Posted something this morning. Got a couple people saying I can't open it up. Don't know what's going on, folks. Keep pushing through. When you go to Sons of Liberty Radio, keep pushing through until you actually get through to the information that we're trying to get to you, namely videos in this particular case. Again, it's on Sons of Liberty Radio. It's where a bunch of Muslims try a bunch of veterans in England, and it didn't go so well for the Muslims. So I put, how did that work out for you? Check it out on Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E fan page and personal page. My personal page is almost all the way loaded up, friends. So if you are a doer of the word and not a hearer only deceiving yourselves, please jump on. I love to connect with those that are actually doing something to bring about a change in this country. And I also wanted to make a little note there, little P.S., posted note here, is the fact that if you're a defeatist, I don't want you on my page. If you believe that there's nothing we can do about what's going on in this country, then don't listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio, because this is not the radio show for you. What you have here is information feeding the flock. As George Washington rightly said, religion and morality are the central pillars of civil society. We are doers of the word and not hearers only deceiving yourselves. If that's you, don't waste your time. But if you are a doer and you have some hope and you are one that has his eyes or her eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, and you believe that he can do for us what he did for our forefathers, I'll tell you what, we'll all be on the same page, because we'll love the truth that God bestows upon his faithful. Because he promises, as John Quincy Adams again rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. God is not a man that he should lie. So let's do what he commanded us to do, and let's see what he does in response. And I believe that is our hope in what we do and in the truth given. If you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1, our Twitter account, BradleyDean1. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. What I want to talk about today on the radio program, folks, is what if Americans really knew their history. Did about a 9-minute video as well. Got that on WND right now, WorldNet Daily commentary. And go ahead and check that out. It's great stuff. It's great information. It always gives you the answers by exposing the problems. And that's what we should be doing at the church anyways. That's the church's business, as one of the forefathers, one of our ancestors in the Christian faith, rightly said, the law detects, grace conquers. So I'm detecting the issues, namely sin in this particular situation, the sins of our country, and I'm giving you the grace by Christ, who gives it to you by the Holy Ghost, to conquer, right? I like that, and that's exactly what it's about. And what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith, right? 1 John. So if you'd like to know what we're going to be talking about, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. And before I give it over to Stephanie, I wanted to share with you as to what's going across the country right now on headline news again. Folks, I'm onto this new thing right now, and I think it's great information, but it's truth again. The Lord said that he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him. Tell me if that's what's going on today. Ex-FBI agent rips bureau over lost Oklahoma City bombing tapes. Oh, they're lost, friends. Sounds like the IRS. Wow, they're just exempting themselves. They're impervious to the laws of our constitutional republic. I had somebody today just say to me, you know, Bradley, I don't know, you know, what to do here. I just don't know what the issues are. I don't know what the situation is. Everything's lost. No, it's not lost. I said the results as to what takes place in your country are going to be left up to what you do, again, with the information given unto you. Another thing that's going across the country today, folks, headline news, Ebola outbreak accelerating. Fear, 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 fear. Terrorists disguised as Israeli soldiers lured troops into kidnap trap. How Tea Partiers saved House border bill. Court releases Fast and Furious info withheld by Obama. In other words, now they're going to begin to expose Fast and Furious. How many years later, friends?
Oh, yeah.
This is ridiculous, friends. Delayed justice is injustice. IRS employees, listen to this. IRS employees, folks, popped. Donating to Democrats probing scandal. Tea Party lawyer spotlights motivation for hindering investigation. Folks, your government is hindering the investigation concerning the corruptions and the crimes that they themselves are guilty of. Did you hear what I said? Another topic, Sons of Hamas warns Islamic group cannot be appeased. Oh, Hamas leader, we love death for Allah like you love life. Well, then let's send them there, friends. How does that sound? Wow. This is incredible, friends. Again, headline news. God said he'd turn that nation into hell that forgets him. Look at this. This is conservative news outlets, friends. Did you hear any, you know, positive resolve? Did you hear anything with justice? Or the answers to bring about resolve concerning the issues at hand? No, we're just telling you all the bad news. We're going to blanket America with all the bad news. Because America, they know for the most part, you're going to read the bad news and you're going to do nothing about the bad news. And by the way, that's how you add strength to tyranny. And that's exactly what we're seeing today in this country. Yeah. Wow. This is crazy stuff. Anyways. To say all that, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Stephanie? You've got
2 minutes, I think.
No, one minute.
Whoa,
fill it with words.
Okay,
fill
I'm going to go fast. Well, the reason why that is because the terrible place being, your brain's in someone else's head.
That's really good.
All right, now, we always talk a lot about our founding forefathers and about quotes from them, but I want to highlight some quotes here from God's generals. Let's take a look at Martin Luther, that great reformer in the faith. This is what he said about faith and not doubt. He said, "We must constantly fight against doubt and unbelief. So great and difficult a matter is faith." How about, what did he have to say about a healthy fear of God? He said, being afraid of God is different from fearing God. The fear of God is the fruit of love, but being afraid of him is the seed of hatred. So when we're talking about the fear of the Lord, that's because you love him and you obey his commandments because you fear him. That's right.
Yeah.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, speaking of wisdom and experience, he also talks about how no one understands Scripture unless it is brought home to him. That is, unless he experiences it. And finally, we've talked about this many times here in the Sons of Liberty, but a pure heart, he said, no one is better prepared for Judgment Day than the person who longs to be without sin. Mr. Martin Luther himself.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'll give you a couple more minutes when we come back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people, so I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is, and you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. As promised, we're going to hand it over to Steph. By the way, friends, if you'd like to jump in at any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Now, I want to pass it over here to John Wesley, another general of God. Martin Luther was just the guy.
By the way, did you know that John Wesley was ostracized from the church, John 16?
Yeah, he was ostracized.
They kicked him out of the church.
So was William and Catherine Booth.
So was George Whitefield.
Yep.
Any great man of God has been ostracized from the professed church.
Yeah, and you know, not only was he ostracized, he also went out and did a lot of open-air preaching. And his open-air preaching, you know, there was people who were, you know, against him. There was mobs. There was violent mobs. But nevertheless, he always preached the word of God.
A side note, because I was just thinking of this very topic. Isn't it interesting, at least in my particular case, and I can pretty much bet it's everybody else's particular case as well. The fact of the matter is when I was doing what I was doing as a young man, nobody seemed to have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But once I started to obey the commandments of God, because I was born of the Spirit of God and that love that was shed abroad in my hearts, Romans 5:5 and John 3:3, the other order, the reverse order. It's interesting. Once I began to obey God, then I started to have problems. But when I wasn't obeying God, it seemed like everything was okay.
Well, I think,
and it's interesting that when I was growing up, I seen the leniency of a system that actually taught me lawlessness, which were actually in a position to enforce or execute the laws. Now, I know in some cases it was the mercy of God in particular instances in my life where I got in trouble. But in other cases, they should have been harder where they weren't. They were more lenient. And again, interestingly enough, it was their leniency that actually taught me to go ahead and violate law.
Right.
When I was a kid.
Because you could get away with it.
Of course,
do it again.
Because they overlooked it.
Right, nothing
really
bad was going to happen.
Soft judges produce hardened criminals, right?
Yeah.
And in this case, that wasn't the case. I'm glad the Lord got a hold of me.
I think, too, when you're talking about, it was okay when I was just like everybody else. Because when you're just like everybody else is comfortable with you. You're not confronting them. You're not convicting them in their lifestyles. But all of a sudden, God gets a hold of you, and your heart begins to change, and you start standing against those things that they love, namely their sin, transgression of God's law. then all of a sudden you're the outcast because of the fact that, wait a second, you disrupt my lifestyle. Yeah. You're convicting me. Who are you to tell me, you know, so on and so forth. And I think that's probably the number one reason when people become saved and stop doing what they're doing, people begin ostracizing because you're just convicting me too much. And who are you to tell me? And I don't like this light that I'm getting from you. I like my darkness. Men
exactly.
love their sin rather
than
light.
Well, and Jesus knew that because he dealt with his brothers in this particular conversation that we're having in John 7:7, where he said, listen, the world can't hate you. It hates me because I testify against the words, the deeds of the world that they're evil. He was talking to his brothers there. And if you read John 15, you'll see the same thing. And actually putting the pith and marrow of my message here, the heart of love, Jesus is the one that said, this is my commandment that you love one another. And if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And if you go down just a little bit on John 15, you'll notice that they hated him because he uncovered them. He took the cloak, the way that they covered up their sin. He just exposed them for who they really were. And he didn't like that. And by the way, he did that publicly. He didn't do that in private. He did that publicly, friends, for the very purpose that others might know that he truly is the light of men. And darkness hates his guts. And it's really true. I just thought I'd share that.
Well, we appreciate that. It's not like a gold nugget of truth. But the tenacity that we see here with John Wesley is second to none. Wesley not only stood his ground against violent mobs who opposed him, but again and again he returned to the scene later and claimed it for the kingdom of God. I believe it was John Wesley who said, I was honored today by having rocks.
No. That's John Whitfield. George Whitfield.
Yep. Okay, George Whitfield, another great general of God. He said, I was blessed today by having, you know, rocks and pieces of dead cat thrown at me.
That's right. Eggs, too.
So yep. When you look listen, we go out there and say, well, I don't want to give out a gospel tract because I might feel a little uncomfortable. It might make my coworker feel a little uncomfortable. Listen, we're not doing anything. If we can't even pass out a tract because we're afraid of a little uncomfortability, give me a break. You're not even a real Christian when you're saying, oh, I just can't stand too much for Christ.
That lacks love.
Yeah, lacks.
That lacks witness,
doesn't
it?
That's exactly right. You don't have eggs being thrown on you, pieces of dead cats, rocks. Listen, you got it good, so go out and preach the gospel. But again and again, he would return to the scene later and claim it for the kingdom of God. When he was faced with violent mobs, he kept going back because he had such a great love for the Lord in his heart. Now, this is what he said about avoiding sin. He said, good men avoid sin from love of virtue. It's the motive in their heart. While wicked men avoid sin from fear of punishment. So it's so important that the motives of your heart are right in your actions. Because sometimes you can do actions that appear good, but if your motives are wrong, then your heart is wrong in what you're doing. While man looks at the outward appearance, what you're doing, God looks at your heart. Again, let me say this quote again.
Is this Martin Luther?
This is John Wesley.
Oh, I was going to go to the porcupine. A man that wants to defend his sin?
Oh, wow. Well,
okay. All right, we'll talk about that
later.
Okay,
well, I'll just say this one again. Good men avoid sin from the love of virtue, which is the right motive in your heart. Wicked men avoid sin from fear of punishment. We should obey because we love. It reminded me of those two little boys that were going to go out and break some windows. And there's a bad boy and a good boy. And then the bad boy said, let's go out and break some windows. And the good boy said, no, I don't think I want to do that. And he said, come on, your father is so kind and loving and so wonderful that he'll forgive you if you go ahead and go out and break those windows. And the good boy looked at the bad little boy and said, that's exactly why I don't want to break windows.
Right.
It's because of the goodness and the kindness of my father.
Amen.
So that's how our heart should be towards the Lord. And, of course, he always said, John Wesley, going back to him again, said, let me be nothing and Christ be all in all. If you look at John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease. And finally, I thought this was a great quote to end it with. Words to a suffering saint. For some of you out there are going through a lot of battles and hardships and trials and tribulations, which we are promised as we walk along our journey here, just like the pilgrim.
1 Thessalonians.
That's right. In Pilgrim's Progress, check that out as well. He says, when your warfare is accomplished, when you are made perfect through suffering, you shall come to your grave not with sorrow, but as a ripe shock of corn full of years and victories.
Yep.
So it's like, you know, you got to see past what you're going through, because it's all easy for the moment to be overwhelmed and say, oh, Lord, this is too much. And the Lord promised that he'd never give you more than that which you're able to bear.
If you're going to be thrown in the fire, he's going to be in the fire with you.
That's exactly right. We got to remember that at the end of our life, we're going to go back and look as a ripe shock of corn full of years and not defeats, he said. Not overcomings, but victories. We got to keep that in mind, keeping our eyes fixed on the author and the finish of our faith, who will always be with us and lead us on to victory, because God never is defeated in anything.
Can you imagine if Americans really knew their history? Alexander Hamilton said in 1775, the sacred rights of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of the divinity itself and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. Now that, again, I just got to interject this. Now, you again, friends, are told that Alexander Hamilton is a deist. Now, does that sound like a deist by the hand of the divinity itself and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power? Oh, wow. Man, our forefathers contradict everything the revisionists have to say about them. And the fact of the matter is they are dead men, but they're standing. Their writings are still standing, aren't they? Wasn't it William Cullen Bryant that rightly said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again? Truth crushed to the earth will always rise again, of course, because there's a resurrection. And who gives forth that power? God the Father through Jesus Christ. Well, last week, concerning the topic again of immigration, the Politico did its best in attempting to erase and obscure all knowledge of the United States Constitution by helping spread more propaganda for this criminal administration. Now, before I get to it, because we got to take a quick break here in just a minute here, I want you to understand that a lot of these conservative outlets, they're cool. Right? But the fact of the matter is, what bothers me about a lot of these conservatives, the Fox News, the Sean Hannitys, some of these nationally known, very well nationally known conservatives, is what they omit. It's what they don't talk about that bothers me. And, folks, what bothers me is the fact that very rarely, as rare as hen's teeth, will they bring forth the answers to the dilemmas in which America we face. Now, getting back to my point here, the Politico reported, okay, helping along with the propaganda, attempting to erase and to obscure, to conceal, friends, all knowledge of the United States Constitution. The Politico reported, even if President Barack Hussein Obama, concerning the topic of immigration, tests the bounds of his presidential power with big unilateral moves, he's promising on immigration there may be no way to stop him. Really? Lawyers, by the way, who swear to the bar, are debating the legality of a series of immigration-related executive actions the White House is reportedly considering. The court route, I don't see it, said Jiang Ting, a top immigration official under George Bush, who opposes Obama's expected moves. No, friends, never forget what I'm about to tell you. They love to condemn it in the South, and they promote it in the North. Okay? You have these jokers playing games. WWF at its very worst, friends. And it's the American people that lose constantly. Now, what I want you to notice here, friends, is that there's no reference to the Constitution in their report whatsoever. No constitutional law in these contrived articles whatsoever. So, once again, we can clearly see that it's mere opinion that they're reporting and not facts based on our Constitution or the enumerated laws. I'm going to come back and I'm going to finish this up in just a minute. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Alexander Hamilton said in 1775, the sacred rights of mankind are not to be rummaged for among old parchments or musty records. They are written as with a sunbeam in the whole volume of human nature by the hand of the divinity itself and can never be erased or obscured by mortal power. Political reported, even if President Barack Hussein Obama tests the bounds of his presidential power with the big unilateral moves he's promising on immigration, there may be no way to stop him. Lawyers who swear to the bar are debating the legality of a series of immigration-related executive actions the White House is reportedly considering. Listen to this propaganda, friends. The court wrote, "I don't see it," said Jan Ting, a top immigration official under George Bush, who opposes Obama's expected moves. Again here, friends, notice that there is no reference to constitutional law in these contrived articles whatsoever. So once again, we can see clearly that it is mere opinion and they are reporting not facts based on our constitutional law or the enumerated laws within the confines. So let's dissect this propaganda just a bit here, because again, the article said Obama tests the bounds of his presidential power and then said there is no way to stop him. Boy, that is suggestive, is it not?
What kind of message,
in other words,
are you
friends,
sending?
The conservatives out there giving you a message that there's no sense. There's nothing you can do about it. Oh, there's everything in the world you can do about it. Let me dissect this. Firstly, I did not know that it was the president's duty to violate the Constitution he sworn an oath to uphold. Secondly, we are talking about illegal immigrants here, friends, not legal or lawful entry. We are talking about illegal immigration. Therefore, it is unconstitutional, null and void, unlawful, illegal. And because of this, what the president is attempting to do is illegal. Thirdly, the court route, I don't see it. Well, friends, let me tell you what, neither do I. Therefore, it doesn't need court litigation when, in fact, it is an illegal, unconstitutional act in the first place. But did they tell you that? Absolutely not. So then, from whence are these reporters and lawyers deriving their information when they believe that the president can do whatever he wants to do and when he wants to do it? Now, I'll give you the answer. Through the reporters' ignorance and stupidities. Because justice has been delayed concerning this illegal policies, the illegal policies, and actions by this government for so long, friends. Why? Because of the people's lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6 of the enumerated laws, again in the Constitution of the United States. Friends, if you want to read something legal and lawful, read Article 3, Section 3, where it talks about treason, because that's exactly what this is, friends. Then on the other hand, you have, for example, Rep. Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat, Texas. Friends, you folks out in Texas, I am surprised you tolerate the fools of fools.
Oh, yeah.
And positions of power there. But I'm in Minnesota. We got a couple here, too. But that doesn't excuse either one of us, does it? No. We need to be watchful. We need to be diligent. We need to expose these clowns for who they are. But I want to say this. The joke is on us if we tolerate it. Did you know that Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat from Texas, is playing the fool for this fool in office and attempting to support his dictatorship by saying things like this? Listen carefully. It's time for Obama to do whatever he wants to concerning illegal immigration. It's time, said Sheila, for Obama to do whatever he wants to. Folks, you want to talk about racism? Who's it coming from? Who are the attacks coming from? Again, I've shared so many times, it's not a black-white issue, friends. We all bleed the same color. It's a right and wrong, legal and illegal, in the eyes of Bradley Dean in this ministry, because that is the information that has fell into my heart from the Word of God. But the fact of the matter is, friends, I am sick and tired. Can you imagine the white population making accusations? You know what, Sheila Jackson? You do what you do because we're white. What if we started that little stupid game? By the way, these are little juvenile tactics, friends. These are communistic tactics. They want to see if they can get pulled into their little game so we can play divide and conquer. But here we have Rep. Sheila Jackson Lee out of Texas saying, it's time for Obama to do whatever he wants to do concerning illegal immigration. That's all he's been doing since he's been there, friends. And the American people stand back and act like there's nothing they can do about it. The fact of the matter is they're scared to death that you'll figure out that you are the law. They don't want you to know that. Because once you figure that out, game over for corruption. And then after we hear of the likes of the Rep. Sheila Jackson Lee, the media reports what she says, then the people concede that the president can do whatever he wants to because the media said it and so did a rep. As if to say that the president, again, is above the law when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. Now, to Sheila Jackson Lee, I got to say this. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, you fool. Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, there's no greater tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law and in the name of justice. It looks like law, smells like law, has the color of law, but it is not law, friends. So this is what I lay to the candor of my listeners. Can you imagine if the American people really knew their history? See, because America would realize that her founders didn't tolerate these tyrannical usurpations whatsoever. Case in point, the Declaration of Independence is the very document our forefathers used to throw off tyranny in the first place in every form. Thomas Jefferson, who was one of the architects and signers of the Declaration of Independence, as was he the third president of the United States, rightly said, "Bear always in mind that a nation, you, America, cease to be a Republican only when you and your will of the majority ceases to be the law." Did you hear that? In other words, friends, you are the law. And apparently America is still in need of a history lesson, a lesson that will be a hard one to learn. That is, if this nation continues down the road that it's now on. We need to wake up, friends. And I'm really tired of hearing, "We need to wake up, we need to wake up, we need to wake up, we need to wake up." No. I've been awake. I've been awake for the last 20 years of my life, thank God. He's opened my eyes. He's put an anointing and a salve upon my eyes, Revelation 3, that I might see. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you can see the problem, guess what? You fall into the same lot that I do. You now have a responsibility to respond to the errors in which you see, because God did open your eyes just like he opened mine.
Yeah, it's amazing. And when I listen to these articles again and when I read them, it's the same prophetic message over and over and over again. Really, and you, like you said, it's kind of like, oh, you need to wake up. But that's exactly what I'm writing and commenting. It's like, America, you need to wake up. We can't just say, oh, for sure, this will wake people up, and then this happens, and then it keeps going and going and going. Tyranny persists because the American people do not rise up and do anything about it. Until we put our foot down and say, enough is enough. No, wait, look, it's so mind-blowing, really. We go back, we teach kids, or we learn ourselves about, you know, Mao Zedong. We look about these dictators, Mussolini. We look at Hitler. I mean, we educate and educate and educate on these men, and then we see the same types of things happening in our very own country. We dismiss it like, oh, this is America. This isn't Nazi Germany.
Maybe we can get someone to call in and answer the question. How much longer do you think you're going to be able to see the can kick down the road before it finally collapses, friends? I'm just curious. 1-866. I'm for you, by the way, not against you. I'm very passionate about our country and our posterity. And I'm very passionate because I'm very passionate by God and the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm sick and tired of what I'm seeing out there. I'm sick and tired of people rolling over in the face of tyranny, because that's exactly what this is. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. You have a CIA in your country today that is funding your enemies across the seas and over here, by the way. They go online. You can prove me wrong. Well, what you're going to find is you're going to prove me right. The CIA is funding Hamas. It is funding ISIS. Your CIA. Where are they getting that money, friends? I want to know. Can you share this with me, please? Share with me as to where they're getting those finances. And if you want to know why you're called the Great Satan, is because of what you allow your representation to do up to other countries. And by the way, it's beginning to bleed back now, isn't it? We're beginning to inherit the wind that we have sown, aren't we? We're beginning to reap that which we have sown in this country. It's not a game. It's not funny. You don't have to look across the boards anymore. It's your government that's dropping the fence, encouraging illegals to come over here because he needs them. And I'll tell you why he needs them, because he doesn't have the support that you thought he had. And that's what justified you to sit down and watch TV for another 15 days, because you thought there was nothing you could do about it. Well, let me tell you this. If he had the support that you thought he had, then why does he need the illegals in the first place? Because he ain't got it. That's why. And he doesn't want you to figure that out. And I'm talking about corruption in government. And I want to, for the record, this God-ordained institution called the United States of America, common law, which is based on the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, and the Bill of Rights, was bestowed as a blessing, not a curse. You have all the power within yourselves to right the wrongs. Because if it was all over, like everybody's declaring and decrying across the boards of the conservatives, then why do we still have the freedom to do the right thing, friends? Why do they consistently inundate the American people with another lie that you can do nothing about it? Well, if that was the case and they've already won the day, then why are we still here for another day? Because they ain't got it yet. But yet again, what do the conservatives do? They magnify the problems. They magnify the crimes. And why do they do that? Because they need a job tomorrow, friends. It's my job to work myself out of a job. So once you do your job, I don't have to be on the radio losing my voice every day of my life. But I do it because I love. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. That's why, friends, we're in this together. And we need to deal with the issues at hand today, not tomorrow. We've got a friend, Tom Weiss. I'm going to pick him up right after the break.
At Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Joe Messina here from The Real Side with Joe Messina. You have to listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean is one of our real warriors in proclaiming the truth to all Americans. He's not ashamed to reveal the truth about our founding father, their relationship to God, and how they saw the growth of this country. If you don't listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio, you will be uninformed. Don't be uninformed.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just this last week, my friend Tim Brown over at Freedom Outpost actually sent me over an article called "When Will the Tea Party Become the Necessary Radicals to Overthrow the Lawless?" Wow, that sounds pretty radical to me. Now, that sounds pretty American to me. It was actually written by a guy named Tom Wise, and we have Tom Wise on the radio with us right now. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Bradley. How you doing?
We're doing great. Now, we're going to make this real quick because we got some phone calls to answer here. But I want you to explain in a nutshell as to what your whole article is all about, because quite honestly, my friend, I agreed with everything you had to say. It was right on the line, and you expressed in a way where I couldn't actually put it into words. So I high-five you. As a matter of fact, I high-five you so much I wanted to have you come on the radio with me. But when will the Tea Party become the necessary radicals to overthrow the lawless? My particular favorite part of this article is when you began to talk about if you're not going to be ruled by God, in so many words, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. You used the word Torah, and then you contrasted it with the enemies. Can you go ahead and explain real quick?
Oh, sure. I mean, for a long time I've been writing this other articles on Freedom Outpost, and my two big things that I keep talking about are Torah and hegemony. And one goes hand in hand with the other. As you know, we are a Judeo-Christian nation. We were founded that way. It was never any other way. But we were founded differently than Europe. We were not founded on the idea that it's about people like kings and empires It was founded on We the People. Now, even if some people say that's a sham, and I know a lot of people think that, it still says it, and people still believe it, as do I. And so we're a nation of laws,
yep.
not a nation of personalities and opinions and people.
Amen.
Unfortunately, Jews and Christians alike have always do, forget throughout history what it means to follow God. They think it means to be a good person. They think it means to think they're doing the right thing, to be surrounded by like-minded people who pat them on the back and say, good job. But in reality, God's law is specific. And many people say to me, well, which commandments are you talking about? Because they're trying to trap me into saying this, that, and the other thing. And I say, all of them, like Jesus said. The rich man comes and says, which one? Because Jesus says, do the commandments if you want eternal life. He says, well, which one? Like, it's an easy magic solution
yep.
that there's only one commandment, and it's easy. It's easy, man.
Yeah.
But he says this, that, the other thing, do it all, basically. And he goes, well, I do it all. And he goes, all right, well, if you want to be perfect, that is, if you want to be happy in this life, because that's all he can offer him at this point, he says, sell what you have, give to the poor, and follow me. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, I'd rather go home and watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 10:17 is where you're at, correct?
Yeah, and good people, I mean, I'm paraphrasing the word good because there's none good but God, obviously.
Amen.
So I don't even like to give, Jesus was so great to me because he said every law, every jot and tittle, not when I die, but until the end of heaven and earth. And there's a lot of people walking around thinking, well, I do what I'm supposed to do, and when the rapture comes, I won't be here anyway. I like to point them back to Isaiah, where Hezekiah said the same thing. After God spared him and gave him 15 extra years, he went around and showed Babylon, his enemy, all of his treasures. Well, Isaiah came and said, hey, heard you had some guests here. And Hezekiah's like, yeah, what about it? And Isaiah said, well, what did you show him? He said, oh, I showed him everything. He goes, good. They're going to take it all, and they're going to put all your sons and daughters into slavery. What do you think about that? And he goes, I won't be here. Don't worry about it.
Interesting. I'm
that's
on your...
That's his opinion. I won't right. be here to worry about it.
Yep, no, and that's exactly it. And what's interesting is if you go over to the book of Amos, you can see that the Lord, you're basically, when you're saying, you know what, there's nothing I can do about it, I'm almost out of here, we hear that too. Well, you're hastening yourself to judgment to answer to God why you left off the commandments that he gave unto you in the first place.
Yep.
So they're hastening judgment. But I want to highlight this really quick. I got about 30 more seconds. God's sure. law, that is Torah, our law to their law. Torah or Sharia, Torah or statism, Torah or savagery, Torah or corruption, hegemony, that is culture dominance, our culture or their culture, Torah or hedonism, Torah or the caliphate, Torah or communism, Torah or police state. That is beautiful.
Right.
That is beautiful. There is no in-between, and I don't think people realize that, listen, we're dealing with an enemy that must be dealt with called corruption, sin. And people think they're going to sit in patty cake and play games with it while they continuously have their backs painted up against the wall. And it's interesting to me that America thinks that we're still talking about a third world country when, in fact, my friend, we're not. We're talking about our country. What say you?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I live for the passion that you have, and I love to hear it.
Amen. Amen. Well, Tom, you know, I'll tell you what we'll do in the future here is we'll pull you up because what you just did, this is the first time I've read one of your articles. I've been impressed. We'll keep you in the loop, and we'll pull you back up on the radio in another time.
Thank you, Bradley.
I appreciate it very much. Folks, Tom Wise, contributor to Freedom Outpost. The article is called When Will the Tea Party Become the Necessary Radicals to Overthrow the Lawless? Friends, let me say it this way. I remember when I was a little kid, I seen this karate movie, and it was called Kill or Be Killed.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what your enemy is throwing on you right now, friends? They're leaving you no alternative to obey and respond to heaven, or else you are going to lose everything. It's just that simple. We got Tom calling, another Tom calling from Maryland, our police officer buddy out there. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I got him. How are you, my friend?
good. I'm going to answer your question real quick. And by the way, I called late because people call me. I want someone to call me, and that's the only reason I'm calling outside the allotted early time.
Gotcha.
Period.
We're good. We're good.
Let me give you the answer real quick. You wanted to know how long can it go on? Much longer, unfortunately, than a lot of people think. It's going to go on as long as they can sell the lie and as long as we continue to buy it.
Amen. Amen.
Without calling them in a serious way on it. Let me give you one example real quick on the economy that will basically prove what I'm saying. Many learned and logical folks say it's a matter of fact, the economy absolutely cannot go on. The numbers prove it, and that's how they know. They're missing one thing, though. The numbers are a lie, and it can go on again continually. It happened in the 60s. I could give you articles that would read as if they were talking about what's happening today, and they're half a century old. Now, again, as long as we continue to buy the lie that they're telling us, they're going to continue to do it. Now, the last way that it could end would be, as we all know, when our Savior comes and puts an end to it. But until then, you know what? If we keep eating garbage, that's what we're going to get.
Exactly. Tom, we have to fly. I appreciate you, as always.
Thank you, Tom.
We are to occupy, Jesus as well said. He who really has this high estimate of Jesus will think much of him, and as the thoughts are sure to run over at the mouth, he will talk much of him. Do we so? ? If Jesus is precious to you, you will not be able to keep your good news to yourself. You will be whispering it into the ears of your child. You will be telling it to your husband. You will be earnestly imparting it to your friend. Without the charms of eloquence, you will be more than eloquent. Your heart will speak and your eyes will flash as you talk of his sweet love, speaking of Christ. Every Christian here is either a missionary or an imposter. You either try to spread abroad the kingdom of Christ or else you do not love him at all. It cannot be that there is a high appreciation of Jesus and a total silent tongue about him. No way. My brother from another mother, with all due respect, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
And that's exactly right. And if you look at the Word of God, it's very clear. You cannot somewhat be a missionary and somewhat not, as Charles Spurgeon was just talking about. You can't be somewhat hot or somewhat cold. The Bible says, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. There's black, there's white, there's sheep, there's goats. There's no gray with God. So
if you do feel that there is gray with God, prepare to meet your God.
That's right. And you're creating a God to suit your own sin, because nowhere is Christ gray. It's either black or white, light or darkness. And I think that's what people have such a big problem with, is because there's absolutes. There's not,
because they're double-minded.
That's right. There's not suggestions. There's commandments. So I think it's one of those good gold.
A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Think not that that man will receive anything of the Lord. If you wonder why your basket's empty, it's because you're double-minded.
That's right.
Or you're sinful.
That's exactly right. For those of you who are out there and say, listen, I appreciate everything you guys say and do on a regular basis. It just feeds my soul, my heart. I feel like I get pumped up and energized to go out there and do the same thing. Listen, we cannot continue unless we continue to have your support. For those of you who'd like to donate to the Sons of Liberty to keep us out there, keep this army on the march. If you say, well, what can I do? Here's one thing you can do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Maybe you have heard me say that 10,000 times and you have never yet visited the website.
I wish you wouldn't have to ever say it. I really would. But we do need the support.
We do need the support. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Make a secure donation. Become a son or daughter of liberty, or call 1-866-233-0747.
1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. Deeds not words, said Mr. Washington. He derived that from none other than Jesus Christ. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we'll do. Talk to you in 23 hours for 2 hours.
See ya!
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.